The new band called I'm Not Jim is essentially a collaboration between the novelist Jonathan Lethem and musician Walter Salles Humara, the leader of the indie band The Silos. Ken Tucker has a review of their CD, You Are All My People.
My tired, dreaming head called her back to my bed. It's not enough to say there are no spaces in between. My tired, dreaming head painted her whole body red. It's easy to say things are not as simple.
There's a tradition of novelists who've written rock songs. Rick Moody, Madison Smart Bell, the science fiction writer John Shirley, who wrote Blue Oyster Cult lyrics, Bob Dylan, I'm sure you reread Tarantula every summer, don't you? And let's see, Thomas Pynchon has written a lot of lyrics in his books that could be set to music. I'm sure you'll tell me who I'm forgetting. But to this select company, we must now add Jonathan Lethem, author of such excellent novels as Fortress of Solitude, Motherless Brooklyn, and my favorite, As She Climbed Across the Table. Lethem is a fan of The Silos, and upon meeting that band's Walter Salles Humara, found himself writing lyrics for what became the band I'm Not Jim, a quartet completed by the production team of Chris Maxwell and Phil Hernandez. The result is a series of real rock songs, not self-conscious literary set pieces.
Some days nothing.
That's Elevated Plane, and I don't know what it's about, and I don't really care. It's a good song. Walter Salles Humara sings the lyrics. He sings all the lyrics, by the way. As best I can tell, you don't hear Jonathan Lethem vocalizing at all here, nor does he play any instruments. Salles Humara sings the lyrics of Elevated Plane with a bluesy smear that suits the flat slam of the melody. This song and a few others, such as After Mild Winter, a fine composition about the general malaise that sets in after a breakup, have a gleaming, hard edge. Elsewhere, however, this group, I'm Not Jim, creates crisp little pop tunes with choruses that sound like forgotten hits from decades-old rock radio stations. One of my favorites, Amanda Morning, is a song I can imagine Paul Revere and the Raiders or the 1910 Fruit Gum Company releasing in 1969, which I mean as a high compliment.
In her bedroom in the dawn hours, under the covers, watch the clock, watch the second hand, watch the sand run out, get on a radar and claim a spot, pick the phone up, a man is on call waiting, stealing time.
There's a theme running through this album, You Are All My People. It's that few of the right people love the narrators of these songs. Breakups, unrequited love, loneliness, and self-reproach prevail. Lethem knows that the medium he's working in succeeds best when the sounds, not even words or turns of phrase, but the noise the words make, complement the melodies. Then there are amusing story songs organized around titles such as Drink Till I'm Sober, and this collection of similes called Meter Running in a Crashed Cab.
Like a meter running in a crashed cab, like a needle bumping round on an inner groove, like a meter running in a crashed cab. The game's long over, but the players don't move. You're on my nerves, getting under my skin. I know sooner or later it's gonna sink in. The game got called on a count of doom.
It's easy to understand why Lethem admires Walter Salles Humara and the Silos, with their conversational voices and first-person miserable songs such as All She Wrote and The Only Story I Can Tell. Lethem's most recent novel, You Don't Love Me Yet, was about how hard it is to claim authorship of a rock song when its creation involves so much inner thought followed by collaboration and accidents in the recording studio. Performing under the name I'm Not Jim, Lethem isn't Jonathan Lethem. He's just another guy in a band, teamed up with Salles Humara, who'll play Lennon to his McCartney, Jagger to his Richards, Davy Jones to his Mike Nesmith. More fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the debut CD by I'm Not Jim.